What's up, guys? You are listening to Learn Chinese. In today's episode, we are going to learn how to properly read some of the pinyin. I've taken the liberty to divide the pinyin depending on their similarities. This episode will deal with pinyin that have the same sound as the letters in the English alphabet. You can check the list in the details of the pinyin in this podcast. I will be reading the English letters first, then read it in pinyin. Number one is letter M. 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 Number two is letter F. 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 Number three is letter N. 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 Number four is letter L. 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 Number five is letter H. 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 Number six is letter X. C. C. Number seven is letter SH. 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 Number eight is letter R. 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 Number nine is letter S. 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 Basically, their sound is the same as how you would read the English letters. The difference is, in pinyin, you have to read the word as it is written. While in English, you will notice that there are letters even before you read the main letter. For example, the letter S. You read it in English as S. There's a letter E before the letter S. S. But in pinyin, you don't. You just read the letter as it is. S. There you have it. Pinyin that have the same sound as the letters in the English alphabet. Thank you guys for listening, and please do not forget to subscribe and share to others. If you have any questions or suggestions, feel free to comment. This is Wayne, and this is Learning Chinese. See you on the next episode. Bye!